Chanel Bonfire by Wendy Lawless. Narrated by Wendy Lawless. Copyright 2013 by Wendy Lawless. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Gallery, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To my sister, Robin. New York, 1969. Chapter 1. The Big Sleep. Perhaps because her second marriage had only lasted 20 months, or perhaps because she was having a bad hair day, in January of 1969, my mother swallowed a whole bottle of pills and called my stepfather at his hotel to say goodbye. Although they were still legally married, he had installed himself at the Carlisle while she sued him for divorce. After he received her farewell call, he quickly finished his Gibson, telephoned the fire department, grabbed his Burberry raincoat, and jumped into a taxi. It was a time in New York when you could say to a cab driver, "Take me to the St. Regis," or "Take me to the Oak Bar," and he would just take you there. No further explanation was needed. "Take me to the Dakota," he said to the driver. While my mother arranged herself on her monogrammed baby blue satin sheets and prepared to enter the Valley of the Dolls, and my stepfather chain-smoked and shouted at the cab driver to go faster, goddammit, I slept in the top bunk of the bed I shared with my younger sister, Robin, dreaming of hot dogs. We had been living in the Dakota, the late 19th century neo-Gothic apartment house at the corner of 72nd Street and Central Park West, for about a year and a half, and while I would later think of the place, the setting for